And the book says that God's house is a house of prayer. There's so many times that we don't feel unified. We're separated, we're divided. Protestant against Catholic, Muslim against Jew, Buddhist against Hindu. We're divided by custom, we're divided by ritual, we're divided by tradition. The one thing I've noticed, how about you? And that is that there's one thing that seems to pull us all together, and that's the power of prayer. Muhammad prayed. Moses prayed. Jesus prayed. Krishna prayed. Buddha prayed. Everybody knows how to pray. And every now and then you need to quiet yourself, settle down, and think about what has brought us together. Not long ago, we lost some of our children in Newtown. Everybody knew how to pray then. Prayer is not the thing of last resort. Prayer is the thing of first resort. Not long ago, we lost children in Columbine. We had a tragedy in Aurora. People knew how to pray then. Seemed to bring us all together, didn't it? 9/11, even on 9/11, I was standing right next to him, so I know he was an atheist. He bowed his head and prayed. We all know the power of prayer. And why do we believe in prayer? Because we know that prayer changes things. Prayer gives you strength when you're feeling down and weak. Prayer gives you courage in the face of fear. And so all of us here today ought to understand the real strength of prayer. And in this room tonight, I bet there's somebody who's going through something that's real challenging. Somebody who finds it difficult to even overcome where they are. But I'm here to tell you that if you would just move yourself to prayer, just for a few moments, you will find out how prayer can change your life and can even make a hopeless situation find hope. That's the power of prayer. Come together. Move the power of prayer. Come together.